Sanson spent 4 years trying to convince the state that he did not steer millions of dollars from the state's budget to build an airplane hangar for campaign contributor and panhandle developer Jay Odom. The case was finally dropped in March 2011 after a judge said the state's prosecutors could not prove Sanson was at fault. Now, more than a year later, Sanson is asking the state to not only pay about $820,000 in legal fees for that case, but he also wants the state to pay for the legal costs of this current lawsuit. State Attorney Willie Meg says Sansom's legal team may be using a current Florida law as the basis for his lawsuit.
If a person gets arrested or charged with a crime that occurred during their official duties in furtherance of their duties, and they are acquitted, then the governmental agency that they were a employee of would, and there's precedent for that being paid by that agency. But it has to be within the scope of their duties as a governmental official. Well, I don't really believe that what he was charged with was in the scope of his duties, but that's my opinion.
Among the charges Sanson faced while he was on trial included grand theft and conspiracy. Meggs, the prosecutor in the case, had argued that Sanson had disguised money to build an airplane hangar as an appropriation for Northwest Florida State College during his time as the House budget chief in 2007. Meg says while he does not believe the law actually applies to Sanson, the decision ultimately would lie with the legislature. But Meg says he's not so sure lawmakers will want to compensate Sanson, especially now that he's essentially suing his former colleagues.
Right before he left the legislature, they were trying to impeach him, and he resigned from the legislature to avoid an impeachment proceeding. So I don't know how amenable the legislature will be to fund him.
When Sansom's lawyers filed the suit last week, they maintained that because Sansom's charges stem from passing a state budget that served a public purpose, that he was entitled to getting his legal fees covered as a public official. Neither House Speaker Dean Cannon nor the attorneys representing Sansom could be reached for comment. For WFSU-FM, I'm Sasha Kortner.